Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey. And I gotta know, how much are you loving Chapter 3 Season 1 right now? I am absolutely loving it. You know, I'm just having a great time. The very little bit I've gotten to play in these first couple of days, you know, has got me loving everything about it, really. You know, there's not any new news to talk about today, so we're just going to continue talking about you know, just this new season and this, some of the new features we have in general. Let's see here. Oh, and then of course, you know, we're also we got to talk about our challenges, right? I'm almost so used to not talking about them now because of last season and just how, you know, no good the challenges were, since they didn't really have challenges, right? They just had little quests and whatnot. So I'm almost forgetting that this is something that we even cover these days on the podcast. Okay, so what we're going to talk about is one of our next challenges: receive your next objective at Mighty Monument. And of course, this is going to be, it marks it for you right there on the map, but this is going to be one that, you know, you're going to want to go do, because this is the Statue of the Foundation, aka The Rock. So you know, go there and get that challenge done. So pretty easy, pretty simple. They even give it to you on the little map there. But just awesome again to have the foundation and the official reveal of it being the Rock in the game. So, yep, pretty awesome. Okay, let's go ahead and take a look at LTMs today. We got Great with Friends, Fort Life RP, FNCS Realistic Trios by Atomic, City Park Prop Hunt, 4v4 Halloween Team Box Fights, Box Fights Panville Box Fights 3v3 Ranked, Simple Trio Zone Wars 32 Players, The Asylum Horror Hide and Find, and Find the Hidden Spooky Island, and a whole lot more to be discovered in the Discover tab. Let's head on over to that item shop and see what's in the item shop today. Still have that Tis the Season section. We have the Get Far Out items in here today, so that's really exciting. Again, this is the items where you your character is wearing a tie-dye hoodie. Each of those separately is 800 V-Bucks. You can get a bundle which has all of the characters plus the Far Out Vibes Harvesting Tool and the World Eye Back Bling, all for 2,500. That's 2,400 off of the total if you got them separately. If you want to get the Far Out Vibes Harvesting Tool itself, it's 500. And oops, and the World Eye Back Bling itself is 400. The Jordan brand section is still here. And then we have the Focus outfit with the Chuck Pack Back Bling for 1,200. The Cloaked Shadow outfit with the Shadow Wings Back Bling for 1,500. The Star Wand Harvesting Tool for 800. I know that's a lot of people's favorite. The Spectral Axe Harvesting Tool for 800. The Savage Emote for 500. The Scanline Wrap for 300. We have the Wake Up Emote for 500. The My World emote for 500. The Rolly emote for 500. The Last Forever emote for 500. We get the Sugar Plum outfit with the Flutter Frost backbling for 1,500. The Frosted Flurry outfit for 1,200. The Scarlet Commander outfit for 800. Crimson Elite outfit for 800. The Bright Bomber outfit for 1,200. That's another fan favorite that I've always liked myself. The Bright Gunner outfit with the Bright Bag Backbling for 1,500. The Rainbow Smash Harvesting Tool for 1,500. The Bright Blimp Glider for 1,200. And that looks like everything today. So you can get any and all of these items using code Mikey, M-M-M-I-K-I-E, in the item shop. And some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. Don't forget that, you know, if you haven't picked up the Battle Pass yet using your V-Bucks, that will work as well. If you get the Battle Pass using the creator code, that also works. Okay, let's go ahead and talk about our tip of the day. And for this, we got to bring up the map, because now I remember the original tip I was going to give you for the tip of the day yesterday. And again, we're just going to, since I still at this point, like I said, I played quite a bit the first day that the season dropped. Still not as much as I would have liked to, but more than I thought I was going to get to. But I still obviously on the map. If you're watching on YouTube, if you're just listening to the podcast, it won't be obvious to you, but I still have a lot of map to be discovered. So there's a lot of things that you can discover on the map still. So we're going to be covering, you know, all kinds of tips, you know, just locations on the map, good places to drop, some reasons why some of these places are good to drop, or some secrets that you might not know. And the one I was going to originally tell you yesterday was the one that I saw on a Cypher PK video, and that is if you go to the Log Jam Lumberyard, right? Just south of it is a big lake. If you go on to the southwest side of the lake, you can drop down here. There's a little shack. And in this shack, you are going to find, let me go through here and find the character's name again, Lieutenant John Llama, okay? He is in this location, in this building, on the southwest side of the Logjam Lumberyard Lake, okay? You're going to go there. And it has a POI name as well, but I can't remember it. But you're going to go there, and you will find him. But the little shack he has, or the little stable he has, I guess, that he's at, in the little stable, there is always a loot llama that spawns. And I'm very surprised, because Cypher PK made a video about this, right? And yeah, there's only like one chest, I think, that spawns inside of the building. You might find some floor loot inside the building and also outside. So there's not just a lot of, you know, loot there. It's by itself per se, but the fact that there's always a guaranteed loot llama that spawns here makes it well worth it, because you're going to get, you know, at the very least a ton of ammo and a ton of shield. And then if you use tips that we've talked about in the past for trapping the llama so that it doesn't escape and makes it easier for you to eliminate the llama, then you can end up with you know, even more material and you know, a chug splash or something as well. So, you know, I think this is gonna be a pretty good spot. And in general, I do really like this Log Jam Lumberyard area anyways. I do like that there's so much wood around here. There's, you know, my favorite material to build with is brick. And there's actually a ton of big, you know, those big, huge boulders that you can hit that when you break one, they're almost worth 100 brick themselves. Like, there's a ton of those big rocks around there as well. So I feel like you get good material. You know, just the fact that you can get a guaranteed loot llama, and which is going to guarantee you shield throughout the match. It's a pretty good spot. So check it out. That's going to be the episode for today. Make sure you go join the Daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout out on the show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.